So, hi, I'm Tom Evans, the author of This We Know, and I'm really, really thrilled today to be reversing the tables on someone that's interviewed me a few times. It's Haroon Rabbani, the author of Shattering the Grandest Illusions. Hi, Haroon.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
This is such a great pleasure. How many times have you interviewed me now?
It's always a pleasure interviewing you and being interviewed by you because, I mean, you know, we have a conversation, which is great. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So listen, talking about conversations, I've got a very simple question for you,
yes.
Haroon. And it's this. What do you know?
What do I know? Okay. I'm very philosophical. I'm very practical, but I'm also very philosophical. And I can tell you the more I learn and discover stuff, the more I discover I know so little. So that's the first thing. Think about all the billions and trillions of information that come out. I mean, that's just in an annual basis. How much information can you know? The philosophical angle, I would say, is, and I can't remember if it was Confucius or Lao Tzu who says, to know and not to do is not yet to know, which is, if I have knowledge, information in my head, but I've never used it, utilized it in some form or shape or form, then to me, that's information. So for example, I used to have a lot of information regarding when I was at school, general knowledge. I know all the capital cities of the world. And information like that. So now there are things I do know. For example, I know that I have a loving relationship with my children. For example,
nice.
To me, that's a foregone conclusion. It's with total knowingness that I know that. I know that I have a martial arts background, and it's in every cell of my body. I know how to cook. But there isn't that many. I don't think I know that much, to be honest. Even though I'm an author, I've done all the research. I actually still don't think I know as much as I could.
But that's interesting. So for you, then, knowledge equates to action.
Absolutely. Knowledge is about, is this information I've put into practice? If it's information I put into practice, then it is action. So as well as writing books and having my own radio show and so on, I take on clients, for example. And when I mentor or coach my clients through their particular leadership process, I work with evolutionary leaders. As I guide them through the processes, I will only discuss with authority information I know, not information that I've read somewhere. If I haven't done it, I don't particularly want to talk about it. I can discuss it, but I'd be the first one to raise my hand and say, you know, this is great. To me, it's theory because I haven't put it into my own practice.
I'm now debating asking you one of two questions or two forms of the next question. So let me ask both forms of the question. You choose which one you want to respond to. I want to ask you what you don't know.
Sure.
But I also want to ask you what you know you don't know.
Right. Okay. that's fabulous questions because in terms of specific information that I don't know. Okay. I don't know how to consciously telepathically communicate with people. How's that?
Yeah, but you see, I know that you do know that, but you just don't know you don't know it.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably that's the point. I'm not saying I don't know. I'm saying I don't know how to consciously do it. It happens.
But you called me out of the blue yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
And we're having this conversation today. So, and you didn't know why you called me, but you just did. And you didn't know we're going to have this conversation today. And we both don't know who's going to listen to this conversation. And as a result of listening to this conversation, take some action, which will lead to knowing.
That is so correct. That is absolutely correct. And actually, we can lend this back to the books you've written, or in my case, the books I've written. I've written two books now. Transcending the Grandest Illusions is my second one. It's on Kindle. So it's a smaller book. And I don't know. Now, that one is a lot more action-orientated. So I don't know when someone reads my book, how many of them are going to actually take positive steps, take action in their own lives to take charge of their own destiny. So I don't know how many people are going to do that. And of the people who are going to take the action in going beyond illusions is how many of them are going to take it all the way and really transform their life. All the information is there. I have all the knowledge. I'm practicing all of them. The question is, how many of my readers will actually use it to the extent that it becomes, all the different aspects become habitual and it actually shifts their life. So I don't know that.
Okay, so but you do know then that one aspect of knowing is to take things in at, let's say, a surface or conscious level and then bring them into what's called unconscious competence. And when you get to that unconscious competence, you know, like being able to drive a car or ride a bike,
Yes. Then
that's when you can say you truly either know it or have a good grasp of it.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And maybe it's a theory I've heard, maybe I'm making this up, I don't know. But I have a theory that when you get to that stage of unconscious competence and you take it to the next level because you've continued practicing it, I feel the next level is mastery, where you start, when you get to the stage where you actually become the teacher. So now the student is ready and they become the teacher, if that makes sense.
Lovely. Yes, absolutely. I think the pupils make the best teachers, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So tell me then, what sort of world would you like to know?
Okay. I would love, and I emphasize the word love, to know a world where there is, first of all, and I think in order of importance, where I, people around me, the people in the world, where I am able to know myself at the very deepest level, not just who I am, because that's really identity, that's illusion, but what I am, what am I truly capable of, and what am I truly practicing? And I would love to see that happen in everybody else. So once you know yourself, you get to know yourself, you get to know the spheres of the gods and the universe, as I'm paraphrasing what Socrates said. And I would love to see that. And I feel that if we can get to a stage in humanity's evolution where we all become like that, I don't think there's any more room for conflict, because we get to know that actually all the conflict that is happening in the world is merely a projection of inner conflict. So getting to know ourselves, then we can start healing that aspect of us that we can change. Told you I was philosophical.
Well, I tell you, that's a world that I want to live in, Arun. And I think you sum that up so beautifully. And my sense, I don't know if you agree with this, is that we're tangibly in touch of that being a reality.
Yes, I feel so. I feel so. I actually feel that we are not that far away from that stage. And I do believe that maybe within our own lifetime, we'll begin to see the greater shift. So at the moment, this is a beautiful time in history, by the way. I mean, people, according to ancient wisdom, this is the beginning, at the very bottom of the beginning of the Golden Age, which also means there's the very end of the Dark Age. So we're still at a Dark Age, but I believe it's also people like you and I, listeners who are listening into this particular recording, are the first one or two generation. I think, maybe even first generation of human beings who are evolving consciously, not just allowing the environment to dictate the evolution, but we're evolving. And as we become more conscious of our evolution, I feel that we will get to that stage sooner rather than later, where we will begin to truly get to know ourselves. And by getting to know ourselves, we get to know Mother Nature. By getting to know Mother Nature, we get to know ourselves again. We get to know the cosmos. And I really strongly believe we will have a much better world to live in.
Wow. And what a legacy to leave to your children and your children's children.
Absolutely. You're reading. Telepathy is working. You're reading my mind.
You got it. So that's something you do know now, which is great. Arun, what a great pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you for sharing such wisdom, and I know the world is much better for having you in it, that's for sure.
But thank you, for your kind, generous offer to interview me, and also for your contribution. You are making such a beautiful difference to our species and to our planet, so thank you.
You're very kind.